In this episode of Bear Podcast,
P-Town,
Texas student charged with murder of teen boyfriend,
Domo Regeneration a la Star Trek,
Pup 411,
and Atomic Wedgie kills a man.
All of these coming up. Stay tuned.
Bear Podcast 575. Bigger than the earth, floating through space.
Kind of concerns many of us, even gay people.
He used to be cute, but that bitch just, she needs to be slapped.
Strip Cards Against Humanity.
And it's Sunday night, did you do the sing-along with Sound of Music?
One of them is gay and the other is straight.
I'm so gay.
Apparently he became gay.
It might be a source of sexually positive pleasure.
We worked on it. We had pleasure. That's great.
Is how it's done.
Welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. I am Nard.
And I'm Ray.
And welcome to episode 575. And it's July 22, Wednesday, 2015. Yes, and...
Where have you been, Nard?
I know. Sorry, guys. There was no show last week. I was out of town. I was in Bear Week. I was in Bear Week in P-Town.
He was doing the bears at Bear Week is what he was doing.
I wish. I've only been to the Dick Duck once. Just once.
Lie. You lie.
I was just walking around looking back and
just
forth.
Happened to wander under a dock.
I was even Monday night even, so. Was it Sunday? Can't remember. Anyway, as far as I know, there were people kneeling. So
they were praying.
Must have been Sunday.
They were praying.
Okay, so this time, actually, we got to have Johnny and Mike here from Houston, our friends Mike and Johnny.
Under the Dick Dock?
Yeah, they were there too.
Okay, so yeah. I thought.
But yeah, we went to, they joined us this time in our trip. We stayed in our house, in our condo. It was fun. And yeah, it's a fun time. We got to go swim with the bears at P-Town Inn, go to the boat slip, drink a lot, lots of planter's punch. That was good.
Was the DJ, he's in the favorite 80s band that you like, punk rock band?
Bob Mould?
Bob Mould, was he there?
No, he wasn't. There was no blow-off this time. There used to be a blow off about two or three years ago. Can't remember. But yeah, there's no blow off this time. So it was
just a lot of blowing.
It was just a lot of blowing under the Dick Dock. So we were there. Dave and Jason were there. So yeah, they were staying with the four other couples or something like that in one house on Commercial Street. It's pretty nice. We had a brunch with them last Wednesday. So that was good. They had these pigs in a blanket stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think either Dave made them or Jason did. Yeah, they made waffles. Jason was quite made waffles and everything. Yeah, it was fun. What else did we do? Oh, we got to see Leslie Jordan.
Ah.
That was fun.
What was he doing there?
Just for entertainment, just one evening. Well, two evenings, I think. I can't remember. But it was just for a comedy show for an hour. And he was talking about him having sex with a woman. That was hilarious. That was hilarious. Yeah, so...
Did he see her pussy now?
Yeah, exactly. Did he see her pussy now? Yeah, so he was even talking about the little man in the canoe. Is that right? Did they say that right? Little man in the boat.
What are you talking about?
Okay. He doesn't know the little man in the boat. But anyway, so that evening, or two evenings after, I think, I can't remember, but we were inspired. We watched Sordid Lives mm-hmm. online. So I brought my Chromecast. So it was really helpful to have a Chromecast if you don't have a Chromecast. And then, yeah, that's pretty much it. We ate lobster. We went to Boston. What else did we do? We went to Quincy Market. We went on boat ridings. We saw humpback whales. How many times? We saw it twice. Humpback whales twice.
Did you see any bareback whales?
Bareback whales.
Yeah.
Humping whales. just simple humping whales.
Okay.
Yeah, there was a lot. Actually, we didn't see much. Oh, the Sunset Cruise. The Sunset Cruise with the Booze Cruise.
The Booze Cruise.
On Monday night. That was great also. And... Yeah, there's so many things that happened that last week. Wow, Anyway, so Mike and I went to Maine, so to meet my in-law. So that was fun. I got to see his dad, mom and dad, and everything. So that was fun.
Well, that's good.
Flew back yesterday. We want to watch Ant-Man. Did you watch Ant-Man?
I watched Ant-Man this weekend. So awesome. Go see it.
Go see it. So what can you say about how are the effects? Is it,
you know,
like,
Paul Rudd's about the same age I am, and he's still super fine.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, you mean he's doable?
Oh, well, I've always had a crush on Paul Rudd.
So, oh, really?
Yeah.
At some point, he was kind of annoying, but I guess he would be funny too. So it's funny and sci-fi-ish. How was it?
It's kind of both. I mean, it's a Marvel comic deal, and you know, and I was kind of wondering how they're going to handle the Ant-Man character, because it's not like a big character in the Marvel universe. It's more of an Avengers character.
Okay.
And doing his whole story and stuff and everything, but it's quite interesting the way they handled it and added some more clues. So if you watch the movie, if you didn't stay all the way, there's two Easter eggs in it. Well, not Easter egg, but the little spoiler trailers at the end. There's one right after the credits, and then there's one at the very end of the last of the credits where the thing pops up. So, but it was interesting. I liked it. I was good. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay, so I'll probably watch that this week or this weekend. I don't know. We'll see. I'm looking forward to it because I heard a lot of good reviews about it. So, yeah. Okay, so I wanted to do a shout-out to the Asians and Bears community, and it was really fun. We hung out at the Aqua Bar, you know, where the Chinese food and the Cajun food and the Heroes Street Eats. There's a part there at the back, there are picnic tables and everything. There's an aqua bar. So that's where we were. Last Friday was the meeting at noon. People ate Chinese food there and everything. Of course, Asians eating Chinese food. We went there. It was a lot of fun.
Sticky rice?
There was sticky rice action. For some reason, two of the guys there made out. Two of the Asian guys.
Did you get video?
There was video. It's actually on the Asians and Bears Facebook page. Have you seen it?
No, I missed that one.
Okay. Oh. It's posted by Voltaire, I think. Yeah.
Okay.
So some of the guys. Here is a picture. If you guys are watching the video, there's a picture here in my back right now. It's going to flash over now. So it's a picture of Jules and Nick. So congratulations, Jules and Nick. They got married there at P-Town. People are getting married.
Who solemnized them?
Oh, they hired someone, I think. Yeah, they hired someone. It's somebody local.
Yeah.
They were wearing suits and everything, and they were at the beach. And it was fun because it was funny that we only got to meet them 2 hours earlier than that.
Yeah.
That picture. And then, hey, let's take a picture with these grooms. So we were wearing our Agents and Bears t-shirt.
Yeah.
And these guys were wearing their suits and everything. So,
oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it was just an accident. I wish we had known them earlier or online for a long time, but it's just that it was the first time we met them, like 2 hours before that. So it's kind of awkward, but it was fun anyway. They were really nice guys. But because Mike's got a big crush on, you know, on the Asian guy. It's Pinoy, of course. So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then what else happened? Oh, yeah, one of the pictures here, I got to meet Christian and what's his name? And George from England. So how often do you see people? Cheerio. Hey, cheerio. Yes, that was fun. Okay, so Asians and Bears, you can find them on Facebook. Yeah. And it's great to... I have a video that's coming out this week. Also, shout out to Doug Langway. He was our guest. I have a video that's coming out very soon, too. Also with Wayne Hoffman. He presented his book about... an older man. So we'll have a video within this week also about that too. So I'm going to interview with them. Okay, so moving on. August 1st is a big day.
Why is it a big day, Maynard?
It's a big day because 10 years ago on August 1st was the first podcast, the pilot episode.
You mean 11 years ago, right?
10 years. Well, 2005. So 10 years after August 2015, that's 10 years, right?
Are you sure that's right?
Yeah, I think so. I had this conversation with my sister having a 10th anniversary. But anyway, so yeah, 10 years of a Bear Podcast. It used to be an audio for so long, and then Ray and I did audio, and then we did video around episode
300. How did we get a 500th episode before we did a 10-year anniversary?
It just happens. Numbers are just weird that way, I guess. It didn't count that way. Yeah, 500.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know how.
I was thinking we're going into the 11th year.
11th year? No, it's 10th year. 2005 when we started. So yeah, if you guys have voice, you can call us and you know, just tell us what you think. People who have been loyal, who have been listening to the show, watching to the show, I would really love to hear from you guys. We'll play it on the August 1st episode, the anniversary episode. What else? Just memories, Ray. What we're gonna do on that day? Usually, what we do is play the top 10. Remember, top
memories.
Five. Yeah, probably top five. We just probably do the top five just videos of since last year. That'd be great.
Memories,
boobs. I like your story about the boobs today, but we're not going to talk about that.
You can't talk about stuff at work on the podcast.
That's right. Okay, so part of the video right now is actually going to show you guys a video of us from P-Town. So
at the Dick Dog?
Didn't take videos at the Dick Dog. So. Like I said, Dave and Jason, their hosts of their house, Matthew, they had a party there. It's a brunch party. Imagine that, bears and brunch.
Right.
And there were lots of food, and we brought mimosas. So we brought, you know, champagne and orange juice and everything. So that was good. So fun. Here's the video.
Hi.
Hi, Maynard.
Hello. Maynard.
It's been a while since the Bear Podcast viewers have seen me.
That's right. So welcome live at Provincetown, Bear Week. I'm Nard.
I'm Dave.
And
I'm Johnny.
I'm Mike.
And I'm Jason.
Yes, and we are here at the Tiki Party. What do you call this again? Tiki?
Yeah, Tiki Brunch.
Tiki Brunch.
Yeah.
Hawaiian.
Well, this house is the International House of Bear Cakes. The International House of Bear Cakes has a night party, but we have a smaller house this year, so we decided to do a brunch. So here we are, doing a brunch. And that's Steve.
Oh, Steve,
you're on the podcast.
Welcome to us.
Hey.
Welcome.
Hey. You're doing the thing.
Yes.
Now you've just
we're doing the
guess.
Thing.
Oh, well, hello.
So
we are here. You're not here for the whole week.
We cut our weekend short up front, and then we're leaving Friday, supposedly.
Wow.
Yeah, we had a wedding to go to.
So, Jason, this is your first Bear Week. Okay. So how do you feel? How do you like it so far?
It's good. It's fun. I'm having a good time.
You should do the whole week because you are here for a short time. Though.
Right. We need you to show him the TikTok, Maynard.
Right.
Jason, have you been to the TikTok yet?
I have not been to the TikTok.
What?
Of all of the attractions here in Utah, that should have been your first.
Yeah. We need Maynard to go through so he can go. I'll let it do it.
Well, yeah. Johnny was under the Dick Dock the
what?
Other night.
No.
It's all whispers. And so
oh, that's
you.
Right. But that sound. You were the loudest.
Well, like everybody's whispering. I mean, somebody's got to bust a nut here. So get as loud as you can.
Well, that was fun though. It's your first time here too. How do you find it so far?
We're having a wonderful time.
Great. Okay.
Oh, it's fantastic. And our hosts
yes.
are just amazing.
We have the hostess with the most.
The hostess with the most are staying with Nard and Mike.
Okay. Is just the four of you guys, or is there more?
There's another guy, Chris. But,
okay.
He's yes, other agenda.
Oh.
He's been walking
it's
around.
Appointments.
Okay.
Appointments.
Appointments. So how many do you have in this house?
I don't know. We just kind of... Oh, how many do we have in the house? I thought you said how do we land
the
house.
Have the house staying? Or?
Staying.
Yeah.
11, yeah.
Yeah, 11.
I think so.
11 bears.
Mm-hmm.
Bears.
Yeah, I think we're all bears.
And then right now, there's about 55 at least. invited in this party, right?
Yeah, we had about 50 people or 60 people say they're coming, so we have a good amount of those people here. We're on this little area. It's a little bit cooler. It's only about 117 here. Everywhere else, it's 135 or so degrees, so we're all hot. So underwear and open shirts. So,
how many years have you been coming here?
This is my third Provincetown Bear Week.
Third one?
Yeah. So I skipped last year and I went to do 2 years previous to that.
Yeah, this is my eighth.
Hi, camera.
Wow. Wow, you've been to almost all of them then.
Yeah, so you're Red's been to 10 of them.
You're
right.
Recording it on the...
That's right, I'm recording here too, so you could be...
We're live.
You can ask all these questions when we're off the air, too.
That's really cool.
That's okay. It's our friend Rex. Are you okay?
Hi, Rex.
Camera?
Say hi to the camera, Rex.
Yeah,
Rex should be okay. He was a North American bear. What's the actual title? Before I mess it up?
Mr. North American
Bear. Mr. North American Bear.
Oh!
2014.
Oh, that's cool.
So say hi, Mr. North American Bear 2014. Oh, wow. We have
this
two.
House six. Oh, my God.
We have two Mr. North American Bears.
Where are your sashes?
Worlds are colliding. We might have to, like... You might have to get a fire extinguisher.
Where was that one at? This one was in D.C.
Oh, okay.
And it was Mr. North America. Yeah. It wasn't at the San Francisco International Fair. It was at D.C. So I don't know if it's a different title.
It is.
Dang, I'm sure it's probably. But,
You have a bear off?
Huh?
You have a bear off?
Yeah. Bear off.
Yeah. Should like our sashes.
Yeah. Right?
Sashes. Okay, so what's the plan for this weekend? Are you guys going to the Fireman's Ball? Oh,
we're leaving too soon for that, as usual. I've never been to I'm a fireman, and I've never been to the Fireman's Ball. So.
Shame on you.
I know. It's really weird.
A lot of dancing, a lot of sweat.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of sweat everywhere.
A lot of bears. Mm.
Yeah, turnout gear is a lot.
Squeegee the floor.
Squeegee the floor.
Oh, that's nasty.
They really
that's nasty.
Floor,
that's gross.
That's gross. Just don't slip. Don't
every once in a while, you'll see like.
You're not making me feel like I'm missing anything.
Every now and then, you'll see a bear on the floor. Don't move,
no,
my God!
No.
You'll actually see like tufts of hair and maybe a rubber. And
oh, that's gross.
Hey,
Jason Bodie.
Jason Bodie,
yes.
Hey. Hey. Love you, some people.
Yes, we are. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
I didn't know it was live.
Yes,
where's Kevin?
Hey. Hello. My first time being one. I successfully dodged the last one.
Yeah, we tried to get him on the one we did in the ski trip, but he said no.
Oh, okay. Are you going
to
do this ski trip?
Starting to come
again?
Out of my shell now.
We did take over his bedroom for a while to do it, though. So he's probably like, okay, I need to go to sleep. Get the fuck out of here.
That was all right. Royalty check is great.
Are you doing another ski trip next year?
I think so. I think we're looking at Salt Lake City, probably. So,
I might go.
Bye,
Jace.
That was really fun last time. We had a great time.
Right. You might want to think about that, too. Johnny and Mike.
Yeah, I don't sleep at skiing. It's in my immediate future.
A lot of people didn't ski. We did all kinds of other fun stuff too, though.
Oh, wow. Cameras.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're filming.
Am I like,
we're filming.
Dingy?
We're filming a bear podcast.
Yeah.
Technically, it's an underbears podcast, too, because I'm in my underwear.
Oh, you're doing a podcast.
It's,
yeah.
It's Maynard's podcast. Nard and Ray's podcast.
Yeah.
We're doing theirs at the moment. So,
we can mix and match it, whichever.
Yeah, we can do that, sure. They will throw a clip of this at ours. So.
Okay, so I guess I need to get on drinking right now. We don't have drinks.
Can we take questions?
All work and no play.
There's no callers right now. You want a caller?
Please call now. 1-800-FEED-BEAR.
Feed Bear.
Did you have any questions?
What has been your best experience?
Yeah, you're
yes, that's right.
I have to say the whale watching was quite fun.
Yeah.
Probably saw about 40 whales out there in the water. They were all blowing.
Oh, you were on the boat, but we were on the
yes,
boat.
Yeah, yeah.
And all the bears saw the snake, and they thought they had to go hump the humpback.
They're trying to stick their penises inside the holes where the boat, the blowholes.
They were like, where's the bears
oral.
In the water?
That's the oral. Yeah, it was fun. We went on a boat trip yesterday, and I got sick a little. I did.
Did you notice his cat?
Oh, we'll do that one day. But not, we don't have time though.
Yeah,
you guys are leaving.
It's already Wednesday.
It's only Wednesday. We have to go to the beach. No, after this. We're going to go to the beach. Yeah.
Do people get naked at Herring Cove?
You're not allowed to.
I heard you're not allowed to.
What?
Work.
So, well, the thing is,
it's planned to go naked.
When all the beers go to the beach, which is Monday, they're flying at Herring Cove. It's in Herring Cove, but it's also at a place called Grease Point. And I'm not kidding. I'm not exaggerating. You literally walk for 45 minutes. In the
sand. Oh, yeah. We did that last year.
You know, like 45 minutes walking through the sand, carrying all your crap and everything. And you walk out there, and the Coast Guard are now, and the police are now patrolling.
Oh, is it like a slap of the hand? Wear something, or they ticket you immediately?
Yeah. They'll if you don't put something on, they'll take you in.
Oh, okay.
But it used to be that it was this nudist beach, and so. But one thing that's kind of cool is everybody goes out there, and you can cuddle and that on the beach and everything. Strange to you in any way. But what's funny is all these bears walking 45 minutes in the sand. They're all walking 45 minutes, they're all like tired by the time you get there. So you see all these bears walk down this length of
Yeah. Well, I think that's what we plan to do at some point today. This is a shortcut.
We're going to go. And it's $20 per car. So, like, everybody piles in at one car.
Exactly.
And go to the, after you pay the money, go to the left, to the parking lot. Don't go to the right, which is like the parking lot on the street, because that fills completely up. So go to the parking lot, and then you just have like a little short walk, maybe like from here to the boat slip, which is there now. And then you're on the beach.
Okay. So Jason, are you gonna go to the beach sometime this week?
The monument too.
Yeah.
Oh, we did the monument the other day.
That's
a long, long walk all the way up, but it's kind of rewarding. It's not so bad because they had stairs for about a moment, and then they're all ramps now, so it's a lot easier to go up. Instead of, yeah, it's not stairs all the way. Yeah. Anyways, getting rowdy around here. Anyway, so how long is this party?
I don't know. It's gonna go for a couple hours, I guess.
Yeah, like
1 hour.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. So I guess we're gonna sign out. Well, say goodbye to the camera.
Bye.
Bye.
So yeah, Dave and Jason and Mike and Johnny were there, and also Steve from I've met Steve for the longest time at Drenchfer. He's a very nice guy, very cute bear too. Okay, so let's go to the entertainment ring.
Okay, we got a couple things to cover in entertainment this week. It was slacking before, but we're kind of picking up now that we're back in the swing of things. Number one thing in entertainment this week, Kit Harington reportedly arrives in Belfast for a Game of Thrones season 6. So if he's dead, how is he going to be there?
he's gonna either it's all flashbacks or probably the daughter of the sun, the witch of the sun, whatever she is. Oh, so, don't you think she's gonna revive?
Apparently,
but you read the books, or you do?
No, I haven't read the books. Oh, okay, so and this book's not out yet.
Really?
Season 6 book's not out yet. So anyway.
Okay.
Number 2, Paternity Leave is an uproarious film about a pregnant gay guy we've needed.
What?
Directed by Matt Riddlehoover, the trailer for Paternity Leave has us eager to see this surely hilarious and poignant soon-to-be gay staple. And apart from the last, there's lots of man candy to look at. The film's central couple, Jacob York, who's Charlie David, is gorgeous. And the other feature actors include longtime crush Chris Salvatore out of Eating Out franchise. We'll put the link to Paternity Leave, but it's about a gay guy getting pregnated.
How? To his ass?
Turd babies, I guess.
Turd babies? Okay.
Okay. Number 3. This is a big one, Maynard.
Oh, good
a big
Lord.
One. The studio behind Sharknado franchise is developing Dead 7, a zombie western futuristic horror movie that will feature members of the Backstreet Boys and NSYNC Joy Fatone. Backstreet Boy Nick Carter is penning the script and will star as a good guy that is going to help save the day. To be a bit more specific, a ragtag band of gunslingers will pull their marksmanship skills to use where the plague transforms people into mindless zombies. Carter will be joined by fellow Backstreeters Harry Doro and AJ McLean. We can also expect more pipe icons to appear than just members of the two 90s boy bands. So that's coming. Backstreet Boys and NSYNC team up for a zombie western feature movie there. So
they're going to have Joey, Fat One.
Yes. So
that's right.
He's going to be a lot of dinner for some zombie. So
okay.
Number 4, Z sent us this one. I Want a Bear by Daddy Bear Music. We're going to put the link
on
this.
One.
That was actually
a pretty
cool little video. So.
You know what? On the way to P-Town, Johnny was showing me this. It's really hot bear, Daddy Bear.
Yeah.
And yeah.
I like the backup dancers myself.
The backup, yeah, you like the backup. I would imagine you would like the backup dancers. But yeah, but the bear there in the show, I don't know if I can play that. Can I play that?
So.
Maybe it's going to be commercial. We'll see.
This is gonna be a commercial. Yeah, you'll have to grab the music. So maybe we can get him on the show and interview him.
Yeah, maybe
contact him through his webpage. So okay, and number 5, the really big announcement this week.
Wait, hold on. I gotta play the music.
Oh, hang
really
on.
Quick. Really quick. If I can play it. Oh no, it didn't play. James Patterson, Mitch Visual Theater. Wait, your link, the link that you gave me is not I Want a Bear. Anyway.
It is I Want a Bear. It's just you gotta go through the commercials to listen to it.
2 commercials?
Yes.
Okay. Anyway.
So anyway.
We'll put the links on the website. You guys.
Okay. It's a cute little commercial. So anyway. And number 5, your prayers have been answered. RuPaul's All Stars Drag Race 2, Mike. Number 2 is coming to Logo.
Oh, no. 2. Wait
yes.
a second.
There's been an All Star Drag Race 1 already. So this is
All Stars. Okay.
That's right. So that's the entertainment news this week.
I don't watch that. Mike watches it. I think Devin
awesome.
Watches it too.
It should be you should watch it, Maynard. You don't
really?
Know what you're missing. Yes.
Oh, well.
It's hilarious.
We shall see.
Hilarious.
Hilarious.
So.
Okay, so what is this?
Well, since we don't have any events to promote this week, I'm putting in a new little section called Hi, I'm Gay. So, because every couple weeks we get these big blush of people that come out as gay. So I thought we'd be our new thing would be Hi, I'm Gay. So like this week we had NBC's Thomas Roberts becomes the first out evening news anchor on network TV. Thomas Roberts made TV history last week by becoming the first openly gay evening news anchor on network TV.
Okay.
And then you're going to do the high school athlete.
Okay, so high school athlete inspired to come out by other young gay athletes. Matthew Dills, age 17, is very young, is a senior at Swan Valley High School in Saginaw, Michigan. He's also on his school's golf and cross-country team. He plans on attending college at Grand Valley State University or Michigan State University and majoring in biochemistry in hopes of becoming a veterinarian.
He plays golf for his high school. He's actually a cute little blonde boy. But we'll put the links on the page so you can go actually read these full articles. So,
okay.
Former Australian footballer comes out after a long, dark stint in the closet.
How long? What sport was this?
He's a footballer in Australia, so I ask him rugby or soccer.
Rugby.
No, rugby, yeah. No one should ever feel like this, reads the accompanying text, as the former footballer Lachlan Beaton shares his coming out story to promote the Equal Love campaign to end marriage inequality in Australia. So.
And next is Sean Conroy, the first active pro baseball player to come out. Wow! Baseball. This is interesting. So the 23-year-old right-handed pitcher. He's a pitcher. For the minor league baseball's Sonoma Stompers became the first openly gay pro baseball player last month when he publicly came out shortly after pitching a shutout victory on the team's Gay Pride Night. That's awesome. Wow. Mm-hmm. So who has had a great season so far? So says he was surprised to be the first, and he knows that he'll always be known as a gay player. But oh no. Sorry.
Maynard did not set everything to
airplane it's accepting mode. I'll probably call Mike in a minute. So, we got Sean Conroy.
Yeah. So, and that's our new little thing in there this week to fill in is, hey, I'm gay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good idea, right?
Since coming out as gay is still big news, apparently.
Yeah. We're going to have a lot of that with athletes and of course, yeah. Actors. Actresses.
So, probably. You know, until Liberace comes out.
Okay, so I hope you guys enjoyed that. It's time for the gay, the geek, and the bizarre. Okay. The bizarre. Okay, let's go to the gay. Texas college student charged with murder of teen boyfriend.
Tragic.
A Texas college student was charged with first-degree murder after he allegedly beat his 19-year-old boyfriend to death early Friday morning after a night of drinking. So Brian Canchola, 20, is accused of beating Stephen Sylvester during an intense argument at their apartment in Austin. Just in Austin? Oh, my God.
It says Texas.
Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't know it's going to be this near. It's going to be in Austin. Maybe somebody would know. According to an affidavit obtained by Austin ABC affiliate station KVU, this couple's roommate, who was not named, said the two couple woke him up around 4 a.m. after hearing screams and loud noises. The roommate said he heard Canchola allegedly yell at his boyfriend, "Why would you cheat on me?" Oh, my God. Okay, so the roommate then told the couple, I'm not making light of the story. I know it's tragic, guys, okay? I might get some hate mail on this one. So the roommate then told the couple to calm down and said they went back to their room after apologizing to each other. Not long after that, however, the roommate said he heard more thrashing and screaming and heard Sylvester scream, "Let go! I'm trying to leave!" Sylvester's dog, named Harlow, yelped, and the teen yelled, "Let the dog go!" So the roommate made his way into the couple's room, where Canchola, a student at St. Mary's University, became aggressive towards him. The roommate also said he saw blood splattered on the wall of the bedroom. So this is horrible. So the roommate then went to the kitchen where he saw Sylvester holding back the back of his head. Blood was pouring down the back of his neck and on his shirt, according to reports. The roommate helped Sylvester get his things to go to the hospital. But Canchola allegedly punched his boyfriend in the side of the face, causing him to fall to the floor. Canchola also threw glasses at Sylvester and the roommate as they left the apartment. Wow. Okay, so somebody called 911. So the college student called 911 to report he and Sylvester were fighting. He reportedly told the authorities the teen was bleeding from the back of his head and was unconscious. The police arrived at the scene around 5:30 a.m. and said Sylvester was taken back to the hospital where he later died. It's really sad. So Canchola is currently in custody for $500,000 bond. And why is this news? It's really sad.
This well, happens. It is news. I mean, it's two gay guys killing one of them, killing the other.
Wow.
I mean, it's like we've come this far and we ended up killing each other.
Well, yeah, that's true. After all these victories, all the victories that we've been getting, and still, you know, but for one thing, they're young and
so 19 years, so 19 and 20 year olds don't know any better, don't know no better to kill each other.
Yeah,
no, that don't shit don't fly with me.
That's right. I'm kidding. I'm just saying that, you know, yeah, some kids are really stupid, and that happens when they. And would you imagine? So you're saying this can happen to anyone. This can happen to anyone.
Yeah, happen to anyone. But still, I mean, it's like two gay guys kill each other. Okay. Or well, they don't kill each other. One of them kills the other one.
Yeah. It's really sad, though.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, on to the geek. Oop, my screen. Okay. Our Star Trek-style skin healing technology could be the end of chronic wounds. The ability to heal wounds is among the most appealing of all technologies imagined by science fiction. Perhaps most famously, doctors in Star Trek were able to patch up cuts and burns by instantly regenerating their patient's skin using a kind of medical ray gun. The injured crew of the Enterprise can return to action almost immediately instead of spending months recovering. Such technology might seem like pure fantasy, as well as a useful plot device, but it might now be closer to reality than you think. My research group has just published work on the use of a small handheld ultrasonic emitter that accelerates tissue repair. This approach doesn't provide the instant fix of Star Trek, but we found that healing times could be reduced by 30%. This both increases comfort for the patient and shortens how long the wound is susceptible to infection. We have discovered that ultrasound treatments can reactivate dormant cells and therefore jumpstart the healing process. This is actually reminiscent of another science fiction archetype, the instant healing superpower seen in films and TV shows such as X-Men and Heroes. What the ultrasound treatment does is effectively turn back the clock and stimulate cells to perform the functions that they are capable of, but have forgotten over time because it is jump-starting natural processes. Such treatment is relatively risk-free, unlike many drug treatments that interfere with the chemical process of the body that can lead to side effects.
Now, this would be awesome because it's called a dermal regenerator. I remember now.
Yeah.
That's what they use in Star Trek Voyager, Star Trek Next Generation, so you wave it around your wound and it becomes
healed. Well, I eventually see this happening because eventually we're going to be able to scan and figure out as we break down the DNA and figure out how to manipulate it and make it do what it's supposed to do and then make it read like these cells are saying. They're making these cells do what they're supposed to do at a faster process. But most cells don't know how to do that, so they have to tell them to do that. So I think eventually the process might become even faster. So, and we have the Star Trek level.
Yeah, makes me wonder though. Well, what if it causes cancer or something? Because you know you're making it grow fast, making it do its job too fast. I don't know.
So you're saying it's Coke? That's what you're saying. It's Diet Coke. It causes cancer.
Yeah. Well, who knows? I mean, I'm just being devil's advocate at some point.
Yeah. Also under Geek, we have a new website to talk about this week. A new fetish community, pup411.com, was launched on Friday, July the 3rd. Chad, one of the co-founders, wants you to know about Pup411. We wanted to create a webpage that was pup, trainer, handler friendly for everyone, male, female, trans, straight, bi, and to try to bring the pup community closer together. The website will feature webcam, chat rooms, social media page, blogs, training videos, and more. The website is up and running, but some construction is still going on. Please feel free to sign up and check us out. The site will be free for the first 6 months, and they encourage all feedback. So if you're in the pup category, go check out pup411.com.
Are you sure it's not Buddy Bear or what's his name? Greg? Can't remember his name from Bear 411. It's not really related to that, is it?
No. This is Pup 411. This is a whole different guy, Chad.
Okay. I was just wondering because, when you use 411 in the, there's Bear 411, there's Gay 411.
Yeah. Well, maybe he didn't have that one copyrighted, that one, He didn't get that page in time.
Yes, right. So anyway, something came up also in P-Town. They were giving out these flyers. It's Fur App, FURAPP.com. I think it's a web-based application. What is it? Fur App. Mobile phone-based chat site. So it's another one of these. Another community to sign up. So they had steps saying, I do this. You sign up, upload a picture, and upload a naughty picture, and say hi to everyone. Something like that. So it's another chat site. There's so many of them. Anyway, okay. So let's go to Bizarre. I read this, and I don't know. It's really sad, but at the same time, how could this be possible? I mean,
it happened.
Have you ever had a wedgie before?
Yes.
By your friends?
Yes.
Did it really hurt?
Well, they weren't friends. Let me tell you that.
You're not friends anymore.
Mm-mm.
Were you, how hurt were you? Did your balls go to the back of your ass?
No, it wasn't that bad. But it used to be when in middle school, they used to like to give wedgies. So.
So it really just.
Yeah, especially in gym class when it's easy to do.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. So man sentenced to 30 years in prison for killing stepfather with a wedgie. On Thursday, an Oklahoma man who killed his stepfather with an atomic wedgie in 2013 was sentenced to 30 years in prison. So Brad Lee Davis, 35, pleaded guilty to first-degree manslaughter this May for knocking 58-year-old Denver Lee St. Clair unconscious and pulling his underwear over his head, causing him to asphyxiate. Wow, okay. So it's not because of the wedgie, but he knocked him down and put the wedgie around him so he couldn't breathe. Okay. So according to prosecutors, St. Clair's head wounds would have been fatal if he hadn't died from the wedgie first. Oh, he did buy the wedgie. When authorities questioned Davis, he said St. Clair asked him to come over for drinks. The man began arguing, and Davis told officers that St. Clair came at him, and they began exchanging blows. Okay. Nice choice of words. Davis told investigators that he hit St. Clair's head, causing him to lose consciousness. Then Davis said he grabbed his stepfather's underwear and gave him an atomic wedgie by pulling his underwear over his stepfather's head. I've never seen this before, but when he first looked at our victim, seeing the waistband of his underwear around his neck. Wow, it's that big. So this is not mutual combat, said the district attorney at Thursday's sentence hearing. It was not self-defense. It was pure aggression. So Judge John Canavan Jr. said he would consider Davis' sentence at a review in 12 to 18 months. Interesting. So people giving atomic wedgies.
You can die.
You can die from an atomic wedgie. Right. So it's really because of asphyxiation, but not because your balls were really...
Well, no, they pulled the underwear in it, and apparently the underwear, he got it tight enough that the underwear come around and the elastic caught up under his throat like this. Here, yeah. I'm going to show you, stand up.
Okay. But I'm not wearing any underwear.
Can't do it then.
Okay. So.
But when you put your tea bags on, just grab them and pull them up over your head.
So have you experienced an atomic wedgie?
No.
So how high did it go when they would give you a wedgie?
I just grab my underwear and pull them up.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay. Was it an underwear or was it a jockstrap?
Underwear.
It's really underwear.
Yeah.
Were those tidy whiteys or bikini tidy whiteys? Tidy whiteys.
It was back when I was a kid. That's okay. All they had was tidy whiteys.
Okay. Interesting. Ray wears tidy whiteys. No, not anymore, right?
Not anymore, no.
You're all commando right now, right? Commando.
No.
Okay. Just checking. Okay, so like I said, it's going to be August 1st, our anniversary, and we've got something planned next week. And like I said, we have so many videos. We're about... two or three more videos. One's going to go to Asians and Bears. One's going to be on the Bear Podcast feed on Facebook. So you guys will watch for it. Like I said, we're supporting Bear City 3. They're doing an Indiegogo campaign. So we'll put the links on the website for you guys to donate. So you could watch the third. And we don't know if it's the last. According to, it could be it could go on. We're not talking about the last installment.
It all depends on if they get the funding.
Yeah, it depends on the funding. Yeah, look at the Bears. Where the Bears are, they're on their fourth season, and the fourth season was funded also by what did they use? Indiegogo, Kickstarter. They used Kickstarter, mm-hmm. But there are many of these Kickstarter types of sites, and one of those Indiegogo and Bear City. They're in there. The last time I saw it was about 70,000, and their goal is in about 20 more days. So I think the goal is how much? I don't know. Indiegogo Bear City 3. Let's see what they have. The Indiegogo says they have $84,000 now, and their goal is $200,000. So they still have 17 days to go. So we'll do a big campaign for them. Yeah. It's good. I'm really rooting for this because one of the actors there is one of my favorites. His name is Tim Hooper, the Hoop. And he's a very hot daddy bear. I'm just saying.
Okay.
Very, very deep.
I'll take your word for it.
All right. Very deep Southern accent. He used to be a fire chief in one of the West Texas cities. I can't remember which one. But yeah, it's very, I can't remember if it was really West Texas. But yeah, he's got a very heavy Texan accent, or Southern accent. Anyway, okay, so let's close the show. but before we go, what are we doing this week? Are you doing Q Fest or something?
No, I doubt it.
No, we're not going
to
do Q
Fest. I'd like to, but I don't have any money.
What's Q Fest anyway? Huh? It's like a concert?
Gay and Lesbian Film Festival.
Oh, that's right. It's a film festival. I remember now. Yeah, I did see that there are some films that they're showing coming weekend.
Free tickets Friday night to go to the Comic Con thing here in Houston.
Comic Palooza?
Not Comic Palooza. It's Space City Comic.
Space City Comics.
Comic Con. So I ain't too sure about it. I was looking at the thing because I just got free tickets for Friday.
So how do you get them? You go online?
Well, yeah, you can go buy tickets for the whole weekend or whatever you want to do, but.
Is it going to be fun?
I don't know. That's what I'm trying to see. It's not a Comic-Con, and it's not the one that happens over Memorial Day weekend. So I'm wondering if this is one of those things where they drive you, and it's just all about spending money.
Spending money, people selling comics.
Comics, and they got a bunch of stars there, and it's like 50 or 60 bucks to have your picture taken with them.
It costs that much now? What about yes. What happened to $20? $20 for a signed picture.
Brother got to make a dollar.
I don't remember what's his name.
Because Dylan Sprayberry is going to be there from Teen Wolf.
And that's where you're going.
Well, no. But they're having a panel on Teen Wolf at 3 o'clock, which is one of the two panels I have that day, and that's it on Friday. But later on that night, there's a photo opportunity with him, and it was like 50 bucks to have your picture made with him and shit. And I was just like, what?
$60. That's crazy.
It's cheaper to kidnap him. I mean, catch him outside the Comic-Con.
Oh. Anyway, so we'll see. If I got time, I have some chores to do. After coming back from P-Town, I have to do some cleaning up. You're not seeing this in the camera right now, but it's a mess here right now. I have to fix. And my herbs died. I have to replace them at some point. Yes. Not that kind of herb, no. Okay, so I guess that's it, everyone. Thank you, everyone, for watching or listening. If you want to contact us, send your emails to show@bearpodcast.com.
Or if you want to call us and wish us a happy, are you sure about the 10th anniversary?
It's our
10th anniversary. You can call us at 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR. Give us a call and leave us a voicemail and tell us what you think about the show.
Yes. And also, yeah, if you want to call us about the 10th anniversary, that'd be great. And you can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter and subscribe via iTunes, Vimeo, and YouTube. You can listen to the show on Bear Radio Network and the Stitcher Radio. And go to the official website at bearpodcast.com. Thank you, everyone, for watching or listening. And we'll catch you guys on the next episode of Bear Podcast. Many wolves and many hugs.
Wolf, what a bear.